Hey, didn't notice you down there on the desk. What's up? Ah, well, that explains why I haven't seen you around the office all morning. That report sure is taking up a lot of your time, huh? Yeah, sure. I could help take you down to the lunchroom. Here, just get settled in my hand and we'll be off. Comfortable? Perfect. Let's get going then. Oh, don't worry about it. I was already on my way there. Plus, it seems like you could use a bit of a longer break with all the time you've been putting into that report. All right. I get that they don't technically count the walk to and from the lunchroom as time off for folks your size. Gee, quit overanalyzing everything for once, or I might take back my offer to walk you there. Last time I checked, one of my steps is like, what, 100 times the length of yours? But if you want to walk the rest of the way without my help, go right ahead. It's not actually 100. Okay there, math genius. The point is, it'll take you a long ass time to walk there. And right now, I'm this close to setting you down at my feet and letting you do just that. Well, I guess you have a point there. Down on the floor is the perfect place to admire that new pedicure of mine. We also couldn't risk having you staring up at my ass as I walked away, now could we? Maybe this punishment wasn't so foolproof after all. Perhaps it's better to keep you right here in my hands. Seriously, though, I'm surprised you noticed the pedicure. It was something I did more just for me, you know? I'm glad you liked it though. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't be all too surprised now you mention it. Changes like that are probably pretty noticeable from your vantage point. Oh. Hey, that reminds me. Did I ever tell you about that guy from Tinder I met a little while ago? No, smartass, I'm not talking about you. Although, that was a pretty fun excuse to spend an evening together outside of work. Yeah, no kidding. There we go. I'll just take a seat and then set you down on the table right here. That cool with you? Awesome. Yeah, guess it doesn't really matter where I place you, huh? Seeing as we got the whole place to ourselves. Okay there, little guy. Don't get any wild ideas. I was talking about where I should place you on the table. Although, all right, so about that guy. He didn't seem so weird at first. Profile seemed normal enough, and he seemed okay over text. But once we met up in person, he wouldn't shut up about my feet. Yeah, one of those guys. I mean, I'm totally cool with guys who are into feet. A lot of folks your size are, but this guy was a total creep about the whole thing. Oh, and he wouldn't stop calling me m'lady the whole time. I have no idea what that was all about. But it turned from cute to annoying real quick. Why are you laughing? Oh. Neckbeard, huh? So, it's like some kind of meme? Well, this guy didn't have a neckbeard. He was actually pretty good looking. His personality definitely fit the bill, though. Like, what did we do once we met? Nothing, really. Thank God. We met at a coffee shop not too far from my place, so it was pretty easy for me to get the hell out of there. I had to block his number, though. He called me like 10 times before I even got home. Yeah. That's the thing, though. He wasn't just some one-off bad match. Everyone else I've messaged since has been even worse, if you can believe it. Didn't even bother meeting up with any of them. Yeah, all the same as Foot Guy. I mean, they weren't all into Pete, but they were all total... what did you call them? Yeah, neckbeards, that's it. I've got no idea why they keep matching with me, but it's getting pretty fucking annoying. You know? I never thought of that. Maybe I shouldn't be mentioning gaming in my bio. Yeah, seriously. I mean, it makes sense now, but when I was first getting onto Tinder, I didn't think I'd attract so many weirdos. I thought maybe, you know... I really don't know how else to put this. But I thought they'd be more like, well, you. Well, nothing's wrong with that, I guess, if you put it that way. Yeah, I know, we've kept things pretty casual. It's not like either of us have a problem with that, but ever since you've been working nonstop on that report, and we've spent more time apart, I guess I've been, well, missing what we had going between us. Look, if this is all too much, or you don't want to take things any further, I'm totally cool with it. Oh? So, you've been thinking the same thing? Yeah? Okay, well, that's great. A question for me? Sure, go ahead and ask away. Why you? Like how I know. You're the smart, nerdy one who's always overthinking stuff. I thought you would have figured that out by now. Well, yeah. The last guy I dated was a real airhead. Maybe I'm just looking for a change. Okay there, little guy. Don't get too cocky now. Yeah, I guess we should do something to mark the beginning of this new thing between us, shouldn't we? When? Well, you did say the report should be wrapped up by tomorrow, and I don't have any plans this evening. Yeah, works for me, although... I'm not sure if I can wait a whole day and a half. Well, we still have, like, what, 15 minutes before we gotta head back to the office? And this late in the day, chances are nobody's going to barge in here and bother us. So, how about a little preview before the main event, if you will? Aww. Looks like you can think pretty quickly with your other head as well. I'll take that as a yes. Yeah? Then what are we waiting for? Alright, let me just pull these down. And these. Oh! I see that someone is a quick change artist. Whenever you're ready. Alright, here we go. That view from down there between my legs never gets old, huh? Done admiring down there, little guy? Good. Don't mean to rush you, but remember we don't have all day here. Okay, you know what to do. Oh. Oh yeah, that's it. Keep rubbing my clit with those little hands. Just like that. Really put your body into it. What? Oh, the last time was maybe, I don't know, 3 weeks ago? Yeah, I mean, I've used like toys and stuff since, but a little guy like you moves in ways and dildo just, down there. Oh. That was exactly what I was after. You too? Oh, glad to hear I could deliver. Oh yeah, the meds might be a bit of an issue. Oh. Let me just place you back on the table here and just a sec. I kept the tissue here somewhere. Aha! Here we go. Don't worry about it. You look fine, little guy. Yeah, you know, it's honestly pretty impressive. Nobody in the office will have any idea you were literally inside me a few minutes ago. Oh, nothing's wrong. I just had an idea for something fun we could try. Well, it involves... Oh, shit. Look at the time. Sorry, little guy. Guess you'll have to wait until tomorrow evening.